fits in the desert somewhere. There's lines in the sea that are not to be crossed. There's a woman living as a man. There's pressures, there's medicine in the weed.
Sunday. What's that? Tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow.
Nice. He's playing over at Lincoln Hall, and it's at 8 p.m. And he's a great songwriter. Gonna put on a good show. So maybe go check that out if you don't have anything planned. But one of the things that we did is his wife's the chef, and they're kind of running like a new experiment where they're having people talk about their memories, like musicians come over and talk about their food memories and all kinds of stuff. And they fix a meal and talk about it and film it. So kind of. It's interesting, and it gets at the very base of like being on the road and coming in and out of communities all over the country. I mean, that's one of the things that we miss as musicians when we're on trains and planes and automobiles. We're going through at a superhuman pace. I mean, it's like a slingshot, it really is. And you miss a lot of the grassroots experience of it all. And one of the things that we did to try to get back to that was we got on our bicycles. It wasn't, we decided we wanted to go a little bit slower, be a little bit more involved in the communities. So we haul all of our gear on our bicycles, and we go from gig to gig. It's like 40, 50 miles a day, you know, ride, Raider Shad. Just go on the last tour that we did last fall, Jordan hauled his whole drum kit across the country. About 1,800 miles. Attaboy. That's why he's got such a good kick pedal sound. You know? One of the places we rode through was a place called Wilmington, Delaware. Which is, yeah, oh, you've got some Wilmington, Delawareers. Delawareers-ish. Delawareans, thank you. So, East Wilmington. Everybody familiar with that place? So it's, you know, part of town. It's been hit a little bit hard. Got a couple different boarded up houses. And you know, you can't roll up your windows on your bicycle. That's one of the first notes you need to know. And riding around the country, sometimes your neighborhoods were, if you were in your car, you would roll up your windows. But you can't do that. And here's the beautiful thing about it. It was so alive and vibrant in that neighborhood when we were riding through. And we're cruising through and ringing our bells and waving at everybody. And this little boy runs up next to me. And he's like, "What are you doing?" He must be 8 or so. And I look down at him. He's kind of running beside me. I say, "Well, I'm on a music tour. It's just my bike." I was very serious with him. And he's like, "Oh, can I go?" Sure. And so he hops on my bike. And you gotta understand, I'm riding on an extended frame bicycle, so it has basically what amounts to like a skateboard-like seat on the back. So he hops on, another 50 pounds on my bike, was all my gear and shit on there. Who cares, right? So we start cruising down a couple blocks, and I just asked him, I was like, "How far do you wanna go?" And he thought for a second, and he said, "Far." And I was like, "Okay." And so we just kept right on cruising. And I think he fully intended to ride out of that neighborhood, that city, that state with me, if he could. But as the further he got away, he started hearing his friends and family yelling for him, like, "Mom! Mom! Just, come back." And he said, "Man, my mama's calling me. I gotta go." And he hopped off my bike, and it was like, it was really profound when he got off my bike, because that was something that would have never happened if we'd just been in a van cruising through. And for me, that was an incredible input. It was like someone just kind of reaching down and saying, "Hey, it's about people to people stuff." So that's why we do it, and that's one of the things that this next song is about.